the rest of the story. Allie and Catherine lived on the St. Mary's River in northern Idaho, in a home with picture windows large enough to invite the outdoors in. And from their couch, they had seen in real time the dramatic beauty the rest of us must relish in still photos. Rutting elk and soaring eagles, playful otter and sharp-eyed osprey, an elegant white crane silhouetted black against the harvest moon. So for Allie and Catherine, nature was an omnipresent neighbor. Until one day, when she became a house guest, Allie was taking her afternoon walk along the riverbank, heard something rustling in the thicket, investigated. It was a small, nearly newborn, white-tailed deer, fawn. Allie looked around, expecting to spot the mother nearby. No mother, nothing stirring near nor far. Thus, inexplicably abandoned, the fawn would surely die. So, soft-hearted Allie gently picked up the tiny, trembling creature and brought him home. Catherine would know what to do. Well, Catherine did not. Should they call Fish and Game? Who knew what might be suggested or even insisted in that instance? And they couldn't just keep the fawn, could they? But long-term considerations were quickly sidetracked by urgent necessities. Being inside the house would elevate the infant's body temperature. But he was wobbly and weak and surely hungry. How does one, minus a mother deer, nurse a fawn so young that part of the umbilical cord was still clinging to it? While Allie bathed the new arrival, Catherine mixed some powdered milk and warmed it and put it in a nippled bottle, but the fawn, whom by now Catherine had named Bamboo, seemed puzzled by the nipple. She tried an eyedropper. That worked only a little better. Conversation that evening revolved around the little visitor, and with the unfamiliar sound in the night, Allie and Catherine, as new mothers would, rose to make certain that Bamboo was not distressed. Next day, a gallon of goat's milk was procured in town, and a baby bottle with a smaller nipple, both of which were much appreciated by their hungry beneficiary. But as the days passed, and despite Bamboo's remarkable adaptability to domestic life, Catherine realized their relationship could not last. And finally, about 2 weeks after Allie had found him frightened and alone, Bamboo was taken to a 30-acre shelter for abandoned animals, where he would be rehabilitated for return to the wild. And yet once upon a sweet invasion of the northern Idaho home of Catherine Wolter and her husband Jeff and her children Adam and Donata, there was discovered an unexpected dimension to the already huge heart of Allie, who that magical afternoon had brought the fawn to Catherine by the nape of his neck, and who day and night thereafter tenderly watched over him, and who bathed him with her own tongue, and who, when other milk was rejected, nursed him from her own body. Allie is the Wolters' 5-year-old black Labrador retriever. Now I know you have heard that labs, even kindly ones, cannot resist the ancient canine instincts to chase down a deer. Perhaps most times that is so. I don't know, but now both you and I know the rest of the story.